اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. It may imply droplets in an ocean of anything else which is incomprehensible by the intellect and understanding of human being. Moreover, the cruelty which these two divine trusts have suffered was also imposed on the Islamic nation and even the entire humanity. The transgression wrought by tyrants and their stooges defy description by pen. The concatenate hadith of Thaghalain has been quoted by both Shia and Sunni schools as a positive proof for mankind, especially for Muslims.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Musavi. In this program, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's viewpoints in regards to the station of the mother. In one of his speeches about the mother's role in training a proper progeny, Imam Khomeini says that the mother's service to the community is greater than that of the teacher. It is greater than all other services. And if we take a look at the history and we take a deeper look at the biography of the most influential and successful people in the world, we can see that most of them have been raised by wise and strong mothers, especially. You know, such mothers teach some moral concepts like responsibility, patience, self-confidence so appropriately to their children that you can see the consequences of such appropriate teachings in the future. Okay, for now, let's have a break and we will be back soon.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The importance of the effect of mother's love and affection is one of the interpretations that we can have of Imam Khomeini's view. You know that some interesting point about these speeches is that Imam Khomeini, as the leader of a great nation and as a father of a family, had all these views about women.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.